Four key takeaways from Ukraine talks in Washington. What each side wants from Ukraine talks at White House. I saw a kaleidoscopic light before going blind, says survivor of Laos methanol poisoning. Hamas source says group agrees to latest Gaza ceasefire proposal. Spain and Portugal fires kill two more as Spanish troops battle blazes. U.S. East Coast faces life-threatening waves from Hurricane Aaron. BBC witnesses Israeli settlers attack on Palestinian farm in West Bank. BBC at Rafah crossing as queues of aid trucks wait to enter Gaza. The water had no mercy. Hundreds killed as floods ravage North Pakistan. Bolivia set to elect first non-left-wing president in two decades. War-torn Myanmar to hold first general election since 2021 coup. Swatch sorry for slanted eyes. Ad after China uproar. Qantas hit with record fine for illegal layoffs during pandemic. Huge crowds gather in Israel calling for hostage deal and end to Gaza war. Health versus heritage. Pigeon feeding ban sparks debate in India. More than 200 missing in flood-hit district in Pakistan. Official says, rescuers in Nigeria search for dozens missing after boat capsizes. Hollywood stuntman set on fire for Pink Floyd cover, dies aged 88. Sudan army torturing people to death, says rights group. Three Republican-led states to send National Guard troops to D.C. Serbia ruling party offices set on fire in protests. Watch. Plane makes emergency landing on Australian golf course. Air Canada delays return to flights after union defies government order. Hurricane Aaron grows in size as it barrels towards Caribbean. Macron condemns act of hatred after tree memorial for murdered Jew is cut down. New Orleans mayor and bodyguard lover charged with fraud and corruption. No one was expecting this. European leaders rush to U.S. to help Ukraine avoid capitulation. Whirlwind day of White House talks could reshape Ukraine's future. Bindi Irwin says she was made to feel ashamed of endometriosis pain. Croatian ultra-nationalist megagig exposes divided society. Resignation and betrayal, what handing Donbass to Putin would mean for Ukraine. New wave of African pride rises in the Caribbean. Trump posted a photo of me sitting by my tent, then a bulldozer arrived. Once home to a cult, the Chilean tourist village haunted by torture and child abuse. Beyond Chow Mein, can a new wave of restaurants help China win hearts? Are mangoes good for diabetes? Indian studies challenge conventional wisdom. The world is behaving irrationally. Putin's warm welcome gets cold reaction in Ukraine. In maps, the war ravaged Ukrainian territories at the heart of the Trump-Putin summit. It's coming home, the undignified row over the body of Zambia's ex-president. What to know as Air Canada strike continues. BBC witnesses West Bank attack by masked Israeli settlers. Watch, plane makes emergency landing on Australian golf course. Protesters target Serbian ruling party offices in fifth night of demonstrations. Wildfires rage in Spain and Portugal as heatwave continues. How the Trump-Putin summit unfolded in under 2 minutes. Oil slips as market ponders potential Russia-Ukraine peace talks. Oil prices drop as Trump pushes for Russia-Ukraine talks. Peru hopes to attract investment with tax cuts and sustain agro-export boom, minister says. USDA ends programs for solar wind projects on farms. Oil prices settle higher as investors focus on Trump-Zelensky meeting. Historic drought, wheat shortage to test Syria's new leadership. Wooden church sets off on slow Swedish road trip to escape mining subsidence. Azerbaijan in talks with Ukraine on gas import deal. Oil prices edge higher ahead of Trump-Zelensky meeting. Asia shares flat, oil falls before Fed gathering. European futures up on Ukraine hopes. Small caps and value stocks outperform as S&P 500 continues upward. OpenAI launches cheapest ChatGPT subscription in India. Adds UPI support. Intel gets $2 billion lifeline in the form of SoftBank equity investment.